Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Ryan, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Tyrone here with us.
Hello.
And it's Christmas again.
Yeah, comes around every year.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Jesus's birthday.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. You know your...
I know my Christmas lore. Yes.
Yeah. So we're back again for another year. It feels like it wasn't, you know, even that long ago when we did another...
I don't even remember what we talked about last year, honestly.
I think I talked about Jingle All the Way, potentially.
Mm.
And
Drive Scene.
Yeah. You talked about Elf. I think we were both going to talk about Elf, but then, yeah, like there was an overlap. So I think I ended up talking about Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, which has Sinbad.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about that again.
I was trying to, I remember that he is in that movie now. We did this like quiz at work where we looked at, it was like a Christmas movies quiz and it had movies for every year.
And if you came last, you got fired.
Well, I'm still high.
You're still kicking around. So,
I'm still employed. So I wasn't fired. But basically like as a team, we had to figure out what all the movies were.
Yeah.
And there was like, you know, ones from like 1920 onwards. And the 1996 one, it gave you a clue. So it gave you like an actor that was in the movie. So 1996 one was Arnold Schwarzenegger, Christmas movie. So obviously it's
Sinbad.
We didn't say Sinbad. I don't think we would have got it if we did.
I would have got it.
So it was Jingle All the Way. But yeah, there were some other like obscure ones in there that I didn't know about. Do you know Vince Vaughn Christmas movie?
Vince Vaughn Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Is it animated?
No.
Oh, it's live action. Christmas with the Cranks?
No, he's not in that.
Oh. Don't
Jamie
know.
Lee Curtis. I think there's one called Four Christmases. And then there was another one. There was two. There was one with him and Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
And then there was one with him as well. Another one.
I don't think I've seen either of them.
Yeah, but we couldn't guess those. So we don't have Vince Vaughn movies. I just know the internship. Yeah.
Wedding Crashers internship.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers.
I only know movies with him and Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Is he in Night at the Museum?
No, I don't think he is.
Yeah. Owen Wilson is though.
Yeah.
If it was an Owen Wilson quiz, we'd be better at it.
Yeah. I think we know more about Owen Wilson for some reason. Yeah.
Who wants to go first? I can go first because I'm doing an old, very old classic. I actually hadn't seen this movie before, but a lot of people watch this during Christmas. It is a Christmas movie, but technically it's most of the movies
set during Christmas.
No, like most of the movie is not even during Christmas. So it's the thing that happens at the end of the movie is during Christmas.
Yeah. When he becomes a good person.
Do you know what the story is?
Well, I kind of know it.
Yeah. So the movie I'm talking about is It's a Wonderful Life, released in 1946, directed by Frank Capra.
Yeah, familiar with his work, yeah.
Are you? Yeah, what's another movie that he's done?
Casablanca.
I don't think that's his one.
No.
So it's starring James Stewart and Donna Reed.
Familiar with his work, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Anything?
James Stewart, he bowls for the Melbourne Stars.
Is he a player? Is he?
I'm pretty sure there's a guy called James Stewart that plays cricket. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, on the same lines as that, so he plays a character called George Bailey in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Who, yeah. Australian selector / ex cricket player.
Yes. Yeah. So he's, George Bailey is kind of a guy who's got very bad luck throughout his life. So, when he was a kid, he gets into he saves his brother from falling into icy cold water. Like they're playing on the ice and his brother falls in and he saves his brother. But while he does that, he gets a permanent injury to his ear, so he can't hear through one of his ears. And then throughout his life, he just doesn't have much luck. Like a lot of bad things happen, a lot of unfortunate things happen to him. Essentially, this story is it's about that, and then what happens is things get real bad at one stage, and he wants to commit suicide.
Mm.
And then
sounds very Christmassy. This movie, up I know. Now.
Yeah. And then and it's all in black and white, obviously 1946.
Mm.
And this is like 3/4 into the movie.
Oh, so it's a fair while before he decides he wants to commit suicide.
Yeah. So, and that, so he's about to commit suicide and then
then he does it and it's the end.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say fairy godmother, but that's not the right. His guardian angel comes down. So at the start of the movie, you see like this couple of galaxies in the sky and they're like talking to each other and they're like, this guy called George Bailey, he's like, he needs help. And then they send Joseph. Joseph's like one of the guardian angels who doesn't have his wings yet. So like he has to help this guy. And then if he does, he gets his wings. So he comes down. And then what happens is he makes George Bailey's like, oh, I wish I was never born. And he grants him that wish.
Mm.
And then
sounds like the Christmas Carol.
It's pretty much like it's a Christmas Carol for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
The last 20 minutes. So,
he's not born and then his brother dies.
Yes. Well, everyone dies.
Yeah.
So because, when he's younger, his father dies and then he has to take over the business. So that's why he doesn't end up going to college and his brother goes instead of him as well. So that's another thing that happens. But basically he wishes that he was never born. And then, a lot of bad things happen because he wasn't there. So his brother dies because no one saves him when he falls into the ice. So he dies in that accident. And then, because he doesn't take over his father's business, the business goes bankrupt. And then his mother ends up I think she just has a foster home or something. She just runs a foster home. Obviously, she doesn't know who he is. He goes around town, when he grants the wish, and he's still he doesn't believe this guardian angel guy because he's like, oh, you're just some dude. But yeah, it goes around town. It's like completely different. It's like a different name for the town as well. No one knows who he is. Like his wife in the present day, doesn't know who he is. He doesn't have these kids. And then he realizes how valuable his life actually was.
And then he says,
it's
a wonderful lie.
Not yet.
Say that?
I don't think he does actually, he probably should say it at some stage. So the inciting incident that leads to him wanting to commit suicide is his uncle loses $8,000. So he runs a bank, I think.
$8,000.
Yeah, which is, in 1946.
That's a lot back then.
Yeah that's I think I did the conversion. It's 150 grand.
Okay. That's a fair amount. Yes.
Yeah. So he's going to the bank or something and he leaves the envelope somewhere and he loses the money.
He loses 8,000.
Yeah.
That's how he loses it. I thought he lost it gambling or something.
No, but he literally
just loses it.
Loses it.
Okay.
Why
is he carrying around $8,000?
I think he went to deposit it, but then he accidentally gave the envelope to someone. Like, he had it in a newspaper or something, and he, yeah, something happens, and then he loses it. And they owe that money to their customers because he runs a bank. So he's like, oh, if we don't find this, I'm going to get arrested and go to jail. So he's like, I've got life insurance and stuff, so maybe I should just commit suicide, and then my wife can use that money to pay for all the expenses and pay back all the customers and stuff. So that's the reason he makes that decision. But then, yeah, as he's walking around town when he wishes that he wasn't born, basically, like, the house that they live in is all dilapidated. Like, it doesn't, no one's lived there for like decades. His mom doesn't know who he is. No one knows who he is. And then he realizes that, yeah, maybe his life is more valuable than he thought it was. So then he wishes to come back, and he comes back, and he sees his kids and his wife again. And then what happens is, when he was away, his wife, like, goes around town and asks everyone to help them, because, like, everyone knows this guy. He's like a friendly, helpful person in this town, so everyone likes him, and they end up all coming to their house, and they all give him money, and they end up getting enough money.
They get $8,000.
I think they get more.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they actually use the extra off, yeah,
to build a jacuzzi. What are they?
What's 1946? I don't know if they're...
There were jacuzzis back then?
Maybe not as we know it today.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and then they have Christmas.
And then It's a Wonderful Life, yeah.
Yeah.
So he realizes how...
wonderful life is.
Yeah. And, like, I guess the message is that you may
don't
not...
do suicide.
Yeah. That's great Christmas message. Don't commit suicide. But basically it's like, if you're... you may not realize how valuable you are day to day. Like, even if you just say something to someone and it helps them, you may not realize it at the time, but it actually ends up having quite a big impact on their life, as he finds out when he's not there anymore, and, like, people are completely different.
Yeah. It's like Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Except it's a bit more depressing, but it sounds.
Yeah. And, like, so there's, like, a whole backstory to this guy's life. Like, it shows him when he's a kid, then, like, when he meets his wife, and, like, the whole thing around, like, him not going to college, and, like, it, there's a big backstory. So, like, 75% of the movie is just backstory, and it's not really even during Christmas. So it's only that last 20 minutes that's during Christmas.
So is it a Christmas movie, or is it just incidental?
Well, I guess it is, because everyone watches it during Christmas. And
Who do you know personally that's ever watched this movie during Christmas?
I actually don't know anyone personally that's watched it during Christmas, but it's a very famous Christmas movie. But it is, like, sad.
Mm.
Like, it ends happily, but most of the movie is pretty sad.
Most of the movie is depressing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So out of Christmas or Not Christmas, what do you rate it?
Christmas or Not Christmas.
That's the rating. It's
so
Christmas.
Christmas is good?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And Not Christmas is
bad, really.
Like,
bad.
And this is a Christmas movie rating.
Yes.
So, like, Home Alone would be Christmas.
Yes, it's Christmas.
And then what's a bad Christmas movie? Like, I don't know, Jingle All the Way.
I love that movie. That's Christmas.
That's Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a bad movie. Mm. This is probably Christmas. Like, it's not a bad movie. It's just not a typical Christmas movie. Mm. That's all. Like,
so it's a Chris Yay.
What's that mean?
The Chris Yay is good and a Chris No is bad. Changed the rating.
Oh, you just changed it.
I changed
mid-conversation.
It. Mid-conversation. I changed it. I came up with something better. So, yeah.
Chris Yay.
Yeah.
And Chris No.
Chris No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just sounds like there's a guy called Chris, and you're saying Chris.
Yeah. But is it a Chris Yay?
It's a Chris Yay, I guess.
It's a Chris Yay. Okay. Yeah.
But if you haven't seen it before, I think it's free online. Like, I watched it on, I think it was like Plex or something. There's ads in between, but you can watch it for free.
I know
free.
What Plex is.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's just some free streaming service. Like, you don't have to sign up or anything.
Okay.
It's just a website that you go on, and it's on there. So, it's not bad. It's not a typical Christmas movie, so don't, like, and the kid, don't, it's not a kid's Christmas movie for sure. It's
so
not that, like,
kids.
There's nothing bad. It's not like violent or anything like that.
So you're saying suicide isn't bad, is what you're telling me.
Well, he
me.
Doesn't commit suicide.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Doesn't actually do it, but it's just a bit, they'll find it a bit boring. It's mostly just conversations and stuff about this guy. So, but yeah, not bad. Not a bad movie. And I can see why, you know, it's stood the test of time and people quite like it. What are you
talking
about?
Good work, Frank Martinez. What was his name?
Frank Capra.
Frank Capra, yeah. I don't know why I thought he was Martinez. Yeah.
There's actually a pub in this movie called Martini?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but then, like, when he wishes he wasn't born, it's not called that. It's called something else.
It's called Pina Colada.
And it's just not as good.
Yeah. Because Martini.
Because he gets punched in the face.
Disgusting, yeah.
He gets punched in the face.
When he goes there. Yeah. It's like more of a rowdy pub.
Yeah. It's like the whole
less
town's,
classy, yeah.
The whole town's more rowdy in general. Like it's just not as family-centric anymore. So, like, yeah, it shows that he actually had an impact despite not knowing it. And it shows that all the sacrifices made throughout his life were actually worth it. Because throughout the movie, he gets a bit frustrated. He's like, oh, I've let my brother go to college. I've taken over my dad's business because he passed away. And like, I've never got to do what I want. And then he ends up having like 4 kids. And yeah. So he's like, he's a bit frustrated, but then he realizes it's all worth it.
He's happy. Yeah.
So it's a wonderful life.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they all say it at the end in unison whilst they carve the turkey.
Yeah. They're all like,
oh, that's more of a Thanksgiving thing, isn't it?
Yeah. What do they have during Christmas?
I think it's a ham, or is that just Australia?
A pudding?
Huh?
Isn't that a Christmas pudding?
In Australia, they do ham, like a glazed ham.
Oh,
but I don't know if that's just an Australian thing.
Yeah. You can tell us if it is. I know there's a Christmas pudding. Do you hear about like how they put coins in the pudding? This is the first time I heard about this because we were talking about it at work. And apparently what they used to do was they used to put coins in the pudding. And, like, if you get a slice with the coin, you get to keep the coin.
What if you accidentally eat it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. Like, what if you accidentally swallow it? But I guess if it's, like, a 50-cent coin, which is, like, you know, that big, it's pretty hard to swallow.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, you'll probably bite into it and realize very quickly.
But if it's, like, a 5-cent coin, then
That could go missing, yeah. But who wants a 5-cent coin anyway?
Yeah, it's not worth anything.
Yeah.
So you might as well swallow it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
The holiday. It's
during the holidays.
Yep,
yeah.
It's about the 1st of November. It's not. It's about Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not really about Christmas.
During Christmas?
It's during Christmas. Have you seen The Holiday?
I have seen The Holiday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So it's got Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, and Jack Black. Yep.
Yes.
Kate Winslet lives in the UK. Cameron Diaz lives in
LA.
In LA, yeah. And
because I know it's not snowing wherever she lives, it's like all
They both have bad breakups, I guess, or
yes,
terrible relationships, and they want to go away for the holiday, so they
switch houses
in some weird, vacation house swapping website that they chat through,
yes,
yeah,
super dodgy, but
would you let someone?
No.
Stay in your house and you go stay in their house?
Not if I've never met them, no.
Yeah, which they do, yeah. They never meet each other. They just chat for a bit and they're like, yeah, let's switch houses tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they do it. And then it's like romantic, I guess.
Yes.
So Jude Law's Kate Winslet's brother.
That's right, yeah.
And Jack Black is just some guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack Black is Cameron Diaz's ex-boyfriend's friend.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, they do.
I just remember Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz lives in a super.
She's like in a super big house in LA.
It's like very fancy.
Yeah.
Like it's got like automatic blinds and all this stuff. Right?
So she works in like movies and she like makes trailers. So they do this thing where she keeps narrating her life in trailers, but they do it intermittently. And I keep forgetting it's going to happen when they do it.
Okay.
She does something and then she like does a trailer for it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So she's rich and she lives in like a big house, and Kate Winslet writes for a newspaper, and she lives in like a little cottage.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, in the countryside, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And initially, I thought Kate Winslet is the main character. But then she kind of, I thought her story is more interesting to begin with, but then she kind of gets sidelined a little bit, and then Cameron Diaz kind of is a bit more of the main character.
Yes.
It's kind of a bit Love Actually-esque, but with just two stories instead of eight or whatever Love Actually is.
Yeah.
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 And what was I going to say? The UK part of it is probably a bit more interesting than the LA part in general. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just remember the UK part's all like wet and cold.
Yes,
and
cold.
Dark.
And then the LA part's like all sunny and
yeah.
Jack Black is interesting because I think he's very miscast in this role. He's like, for the whole movie and him, there's just like a huge dichotomy and he just doesn't fit into the role. Because he's just being Jack Black and everyone else is like, it's like saccharine and like, it's, yeah, you know, like serious. And there is some jokes, but not that much. But he's just like, he's just being Jack Black and he's like singing songs and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is weird. I don't know if, and I have a feeling that's why Kate Winslet's role, so Kate Winslet is paired opposite Jack Black, but they have like zero chemistry. So they only have like three or four scenes together in the whole movie.
Yeah.
And they like really pair it back. But Jude Law and Cameron Diaz are like in it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But anyway,
I wonder if he made a song about it. You know how he makes songs
about every movie he's in, isn't he? Someone asked him what his favorite Christmas movie was and he said Home Alone or something. And they're like, what about the one you're in? And he's like, oh shit, I was in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably not as good as Home Alone, so fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know if he did say Home Alone. He said something else.
Yeah.
But then they're like,
it's a Wonderful Life.
I don't think he said that. Yeah. it's a lot more happier than It's a Wonderful Life, and it ends exactly how you would think it would end.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's a good watch. I think it's okay to have on in the background.
Yeah.
It's a bit saccharine though, like, yeah, and they're trying like emotionally manipulate you, but it's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like Love Actually, you'll probably love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we? We have reviewed Love Actually once.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Lots of people don't like that movie now, but I don't hate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the storylines are okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parts of it are okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think parts of this are okay as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Any other Christmas movies? I was going to watch another one. I started one called Christmas Catering.
Mm.
It's on Netflix.
Sounds terrible, suitably terrible.
Yeah. It's one of those like straight to TV.
Mm. They all pop up. There's like 50 of them that pop up like in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. On all the streaming services. Yeah.
For some reason, I went through like this run where I just watched every single one of them. And for some reason, Chad Michael Murray is in a lot of these movies.
Yeah. They're all Hallmark kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the gift card company actually makes the movies.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They've got a channel. So they've got a Hallmark channel.
Okay.
And on that channel, they make these movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're mostly bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they've got an audience.
I think people watch them ironically.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like Chad Michael Murray, he's in like at least four or five of these like Christmas movies.
Has he done much since the OC? Like, is he in anything?
Was he in OC?
Isn't he in the OC? Or is he One Tree Hill? He's in One
Tree Hill.
He's in One Tree Hill.
Yeah, One Tree Hill. Yeah. I don't think he's done much.
Mm.
But, yeah, maybe just does his Christmas movies now.
He probably still gets residuals from One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
No. Not too Christmassy this year.
I was going to wear a Christmas jumper, but it's too hot.
It's very hot. I sunburnt myself as well, so.
Oh, you're playing golf?
Yeah, yeah. So that would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just too hot.
Mm.
It's usually too hot in Melbourne around this time for Christmas.
We get a different – it's like LA here, yeah.
Yeah.
We need to switch houses with someone
from
New York.
Yeah, from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin McAllister. Not that house that he – the abandoned one that he uses to like
I read an article that some economists did some research on Home Alone and thinks that the McAllisters are in the top 1% of wealth.
Okay. Like,
based off their house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Their house in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I also read someone did analysis on how much Kevin spent in like the two or three nights he was in New York in today's dollars. And it was like $6,000.
In 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of that would be the hotel, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is actually not that bad because like some hotels are like $1,000 a night.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
And then he like gets like room service and all that stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
$6,000 in today's dollars. Yeah.
In today's dollars.
But his parents are the top 1% of wealth. So it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen, there was another thing around Home Loan 1 where I think they show like his dad chucks something in the bin, like at the start of the movie.
Mm. Oh, is this that he's a drug dealer? Or
No, this is a separate one.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he chucks like something in the bin and like someone zoomed into what he chucked in the bin. It was actually Kevin's ticket.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't think that's real.
It basically had K McAllister and it was like the American Airlines ticket.
Mm. I think someone's probably photoshopped that in. There's no way.
So like maybe he didn't want him to come. But yeah,
he's the real villain. Yeah. There he got his Hollywood star.
Yeah, he did a couple of days ago. That's
with the mum. Yeah. The mum or did the mum just come?
I think the mum came.
Yeah.
Or maybe with the mum.
Maybe she got a star as well. I can't remember. Yeah. But yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah, I thought he would have already had one. But yeah. I guess he's really only famous for that movie.
Yeah. Well, he basically retired after he did like Richie Rich and then he retired.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he was in anything after he wasn't a child actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We still haven't reviewed Home Alone on this Christmas. So, like, one day we'll do it.
One day. I like Home Alone.
Yeah.
They're both basically the same movie, but yeah.
Yeah.
I like the second one better.
Yeah. We had Home Alone 2 on VHS growing up, and it was the Japanese version as well. Like, it had Japanese subtitles, so it wasn't like dubbed in Japanese, but I remember watching that quite a bit. So, that's where I guess I always wanted to go to New York because of that movie. Mm. And I imagine
New York too. And you saw Donald Trump and you're like, I want to
meet Donald Trump.
You would have meet him, yeah.
Yeah, I want his money.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted, like, I thought New York would be like what it is like in that movie.
It's not.
And it's, parts of it are, but most of it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more dirty and smelly and unsafe.
Mm. I assume that, yeah.
Yeah. Although there is that one part where he like jumps in a taxi and there's that really weird looking taxi driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just turns around and says something, doesn't he?
He's like, where do you want to go or something?
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, oh, it's really scary out there. Oh, no,
it's really scary out there, but not much better in here.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Fair enough. That guy doesn't want business, clearly. He's not helping with his customers.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Right, on that note, we'll finish off.
So, if people want to get in touch with us and tell us about their favorite Christmas movie, how do they go about it?
So, on all social media platforms at Cognitive Recalibration, or you can contact us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you want to support the podcast, obviously give us a like and subscribe on YouTube and follow us on iTunes and Spotify if you're listening to us through our audio stream. And tell your friends about it. So next episode, we're going to be doing, I'm going to try to catch Godzilla Minus One before the end of the year, but we will be doing a best and worst of 2023.
I might try and watch Rebel Moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to try to watch that as well.
We'll probably watch Aquaman, yeah.
Oh, yes, and Aquaman. Yeah. I forgot about that. So, yeah, Aquaman in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like the DC EU, like...
Combination.
Yeah. Most people have forgotten about it.
Yes.
So,
including you.
Yeah. So, we will be watching that in a couple of days and we will definitely review that. We still need to do Loki season 2, which you haven't watched.
Mm.
But maybe we'll fold that into one of our other episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have that much to say about it now, but yeah, we'll cover it in one of the episodes.
Might do a Rebel Moon, Aquaman, and Loki episode.
And Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck them all together. Yeah. I don't think there'll be much to say about. I think the most to be said will probably be about Aquaman. Rebel Moon.
Of Rebel Moon?
I think Rebel Moon, yeah. Okay. I know. I think Aquaman will just be bang average and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard different things about it.
Mm.
I've heard some people liked it, but some people said it's not great. But we'll see. But hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you're having a great Christmas. We'll see you in the next one before the end of the new year.
See you later. Bye.